We're back. This is Unmasked, the Chronicles of Romaran and Sundata. This is Romaran, the aforementioned guy in the title. This is my podcast about how I navigated the world of Philippine professional wrestling in its revival since the late 80s.
Long time.
As the masked wrestler Sundata, you know, all those years ago. And this is my co-host, Abel Anselmo.
Hi, we are back. You know, it took a long hiatus.
Yeah.
We did the previous episode, which was just a checkpoint. But yeah, we are back now with the regular format of discussing.
Telling the stories.
Of course, the stories, you know, talking shop about how this man walked through Philippine pro wrestling. So,
well, I'm still walking through it. But.
I mean, yeah, but you know, not as a wrestler.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got that out of the way.
We got that out of the way.
So,
this is episode 8.
Yeah.
Of season 1.
So we did the checkpoint. So let's go back to episode 6 quickly. Episode 6 was about the match where
the final month of 2015, December.
Right? It was the blow off, right?
No.
Dude, it was Peter.
No.
Dude,
was
episode
it?
6 was Peter,
was
bro.
It though?
Yeah, bro.
I'm pretty sure. I don't know. Episode. Huh? Really?
Yeah, no, episode 6 was Peter.
Wasn't it not episode 5?
No. Well, nag-usap na tayo about it, but like, this is the breakup. Episode
6. No, it's not. It's not. Episode 6 was about what happened after.
Yeah. Well, yeah, okay. Aftermath of the breakup. Okay.
So yeah, that was the end of 2015. Sorry about that. Sidebar. it was the end of 2015. The status quo had been changed. Ralph Imabayashi won the PWR championship from Classical Brian Leo. Classical Brian Leo didn't really feel like letting go, but he had to because I gotta give chance to others.
But what was it like backstage? Did he still like kept making snarky remarks?
No. Maybe? Whatever shitty thing he was doing quietly. Or at least it was not revealed to me. Because okay, when it comes to these backstage things, I'm usually the last to know for some reason.
Okay.
Maybe it's because I'm not in inner circles so much. But
do you like it? Do you appreciate it na ikaw yung huli or no?
No, because I end up looking silly kasi this is getting ahead of myself. But when Yusuf Classical Brian Leo began his downfall, I was still one of the people who was okay with him. Until we all felt how shitty it was.
The same way, right? Okay.
Yung Batanes thing, kasi you can't really side with him on that one. Kasi, yeah, that's a future episode. But I was one of the last to know, so I was kind of one of the last to turn against him.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if I knew that people were actually not happy with him, I will talk about my relationship with him in the next episode.
Of course.
There is another story to that. So, okay. Yeah.
So, while Ralph was becoming champion, what was happening with the world of Sundata, the masked man?
Yeah, so because my singles matches in 2015 were terrible, fucking terrible. Yeah, I was terrible.
Terrible.
Chris Panzer was not terrible.
Yeah.
Let's note that. But I was terrible, Shembrick is saying. I was green as fuck.
Okay.
And, I felt like I was demoted a little bit. Alam mo yung, syempre, in basketball, when you do terribly, you get lesser minutes.
You get benched.
Fewer minutes, yeah. You are a smaller part of the rotation. That's what happened to me. It wasn't just because I was, you know, being told to lay low, but also, syempre, rebuild, you know, get better in training.
Okay.
And figure it out, which is cool. And that demotion came in the form of a feud with Joey Bax, which I described in episode 6 when we talked about the house show.
The I Academy show.
Yeah. So it was lesser pressure, which I really enjoyed because you get to find yourself without the pressure of, oh, you got to deliver. Fun match. It's, you know, the show isn't always about the main event. The main event is what draws, And that's how Senator Ralph got that spot so soon after he debuted, because he was good. Well, he was a good, for kami na who had just debuted.
Oh, okay. So comparisons. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, you showed the iAcademy match to me, and course the clip on
Instagram.
On Instagram at shang.dad. You should follow that guy. But took off your shirt. Like it's John Cena, right? Like, and then everyone was like,
yeah.
You got a reaction.
Yeah, I did get a reaction. That was cool.
Cool pop.
I forgot that happened. Yeah, and so so the Joey Bax thing was, I liked it. I was cool with Joey Bax.
So any reason, like creatively, any reason why kayo yung naglawa? Bakit ano?
I do not know. I don't know. Owl or someone will probably clarify. No, not correct. I don't know.
Oh. So maybe we can get clarification on our what do you call this? Our backpack.
I just enjoyed it because one, it was lesser pressure, and two, I was being booked to win it.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
It was a small feud. It only lasted until for the next show. Vendetta, pala. Vendetta was the ending of that.
So you kicked off your feud in the first show of January 2016, which was Road to Vendetta.
PWR Live, Road to Vendetta.
There we go.
So,
what happened?
I was not booked in a match.
Why?
Yung rotation.
Oh, the rotation.
The rotation thing. So, I felt like I was being given less responsibility to not fuck things up.
Okay.
I liked it because it was... For once, I didn't have to show up on a Saturday. Saturday nights pa yung show nan.
Mm-hmm.
And, be anxious as fuck.
Okay.
That was nice, show up after the match. Joey Bax had a match with Chris Panzer.
The question. At this point, is Joey Bax like singles or he's still in the tag?
He's, the team did not disband. I know that Miguel Rosales had to step back because he got married.
Oh.
Which I talked about.
Yeah,
he did. Migs, if you're listening to this, you know what to do. Let me know. I know that was when he got married.
He will be corrected if there's something different about that.
I know he was getting married.
So this is somehow a singles run for both of you guys.
Yes. So I was, Joey Bax had a match with Chris Panzer. Panzer won.
Okay.
And I was booked to show up after the match and attack him.
And what did he do?
I attacked him.
Like anything in particular?
I debuted the ankle lock.
Oh, there we go.
I debuted the ankle lock. I worked on it as my new finisher because the garrote was super complicated to set up.
Okay. What did you call it?
The ankle lock.
Just the ankle lock. Okay. Because you used
garrote. No, it was supposed to be called... I toyed around with the idea of calling it pagpilay. Because what?
I mean,
because
it's funny because it's kind of literal.
Yes, no, because that was the theme. Yeah, I wanted to be the Filipino wrestler.
Yeah, Pagbasag, right?
Yeah, Pagbasag was the facebuster rana. So I wanted to call it Pagpilay, but did not roll off the tongue. Okay. So it was just the ankle lock.
Just the ankle lock. Okay.
I debuted that. I don't even remember how the feud started because why would I attack Joey Bax? Because I know the last thing I remember was the Royal Flush taking me out to Path of Gold.
Okay.
And then the next month, I was attacking Joey Bax. So there is a part of this that I don't remember. Someone will have to clear it up for me.
Someone will be correcting you probably. Someone will be messaging you on
I forgot how we got from that feud to this feud.
Okay.
I know that feud was the culmination of the Peter thing joining Royal Flush.
Yeah, exactly. So that was clear. But from moving on from, maybe it was frustration from losing.
Yeah, so I...
against them.
Yeah, I don't know. I debuted the ankle lock. You cannot fuck up the ankle lock visually. So it was a lot better. And it was fun.
And then? How about...
I liked that I had a submission that looked good.
Okay.
Like, it was easy to pull off.
Question though, when you did the ankle lock, were you like in the high pressure situations, you would do the grapevine?
Ah, the grapevine, yes.
Okay. Mm, of course. Beautiful. Mm. Kurt Angle style. Mm. Angelo, if you're listening, big Kurt Angle guy.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Okay. And he just had his birthday. Hey.
Mm. Happy birthday.
Belated happy birthday, Angelo. At this point. So, now that you have this new feud, you know, what were you trying to, what's the next part of like going to the feud creatively? What were you guys talking about backstage?
Oh, we already did the match at iAcademy. So it was, that was a test to see if we can make it work or if it was a good thing to put on.
Like if you had chemistry.
Yeah, and we did have chemistry.
They did.
Yeah. So it was a good thing to put on a show, on an actual show in front of more fans.
Mm-hmm.
So in the next step, we built that match up for Vendetta.
Okay, so before going to Vendetta, yes. What happened?
Okay, so I don't know how many fans remember this, but PWR got booked for our very first out-of-town show. Out-of-town, meaning outside of Manila, and it was pretty fucking out-of-town.
I was, to be honest, on a wrestling fan standpoint, I was like, good job. Because, I mean...
So
to get eyes on the product, that's not in Metro Manila.
Yeah, that was weird. That part was weird. But the show, this show that was out of town was a sort of private booking. That sounds wrong. Private booking sa Candelaria, Quezon.
Candelaria stand-up.
Candelaria stand-up. So, it was for a political client. I don't know if it was like a mayor or a council or a concejal. Basta, it was election season. It was 2016.
Ah,
national elections, okay. Where we entered the darkest timeline. Diba? So the thing with that, kasi...
Redacted?
At the time, Yusuf was president. Mm-hmm. But, you know, because he was in power, he brought in his wife and his mom.
Okay.
And then his wife and his mom were the actual ones doing the admin work, the legwork.
Oh,
so
like your mom bookings.
Yeah. A lot of the PWR shows were made possible because of them.
Okay.
See, Chris, yung wife niya, super organized, had a lot of connections. So she was the one who was making the wheels turn.
Mm-hmm.
And
how about the mom?
As far as I know, the mom was also helping... them make the shows.
Oh.
His mom, which I met once, was responsible for somehow fielding these out-of-town... sila ni Chris were somehow responsible for fielding the out-of-town bookings. So, we got those because of them. And Yusuf was... To my knowledge, he was only doing the PR-able stuff, which is going to meetings, meeting potential partners. We had a meeting with GMA.
So parang the face.
Yeah.
Parang
yun but you know, he wasn't really make the events happen. Mm. He was kind of there, but I know that it wasn't him.
Okay.
So yun. He was just a figurehead because he liked the idea of being in power. He liked feeling important. It's true. He really did.
Okay.
I say this because this will be a plot point in the next episode.
In the next episode.
This will be a plot point.
Okay.
So he didn't do a lot of the heavy lifting. So they got this request from the politico sa Candelaria, and they wanted to get PWR as local entertainment for the constituents.
And.
What
was your reaction about it?
I thought it was fun. Like, fucking out of town. Field trip.
Okay, and then...
But I was not booked on the show.
But were you there?
I was not.
Oh!
I was not.
What?
Not at all.
Okay.
The reason I remember, and the reason I remember I was told was they gave yung client... Like options of who they wanted to get booked.
Ah, so parang binigyan, parang ano, parang audition.
Yeah.
Sa commercial.
Parang look-see.
Yeah,
parang
look-see, diba? Ganun. Just, no, yeah. Ganun
oh, you
pictures.
Know this shit. Yeah. This is your life before. Shall we reveal the to the people your commercials?
Nope. Nope. We don't send that.
Salamat pare.
Oh! Bro! Oh! Dead and gone. Dead and gone. That's a way.
So, yun. I was apparently not picked, but now that I think about it, when I was writing these notes,
okay,
feeling ko I was just not booked because yun nga, I was slightly demoted. Because
mm-hmm.
who would not pick the masked wrestler?
Actually, right? I was thinking the same thing.
So, you know, so somebody
there's an air of mystery to it.
Yeah.
So, parang if
no, because I got booked for a commercial because I was a masked wrestler.
Yeah, exactly the point.
Yes.
I mean. Wait, when you booked that commercial, were you wearing
yes.
that mask?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so...
So, that's weird na...
Hindi ka pinili.
Yeah, right. So... Yeah, so... I was kinda,
what were your feelings?
I was kind of jealous that they got to go. Aww. But eventually, I found out the story of how it all went down. Eventually. So, apparently, even though they would... Yung family ni Yusuf would handle booking requests. They apparently didn't negotiate hard enough to get everyone treated properly and decently.
What's the context of that decently and properly?
So, ang nabalitaan ko was that like when they were there sa Candelaria, they were like stuffed in this, all of them were stuffed in this one dingy hotel or motel room. Tapos hindi ata sila pinakain.
Hindi yeah. pinakain.
Yeah, or pinakain sila one time ng something. And then after that, wala na.
So out
I wasn't
their,
there. I wasn't there. So
out of their people, own accord. Na
people
lang.
Will definitely have to clarify this story. But I knew in general that they were treated badly. Tapos, syempre, pro wrestling in the Philippines, na hindi WWE, like people were like, oh, what's this? What's this?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Who are these guys? Who are these people? So, I believe the reception...
Wait, if you were there, like, parang, si Rey Mysterio!
Si Rey Mysterio! If they... Yeah, you know. I can't say shit about not watching WWE because Emil is from Bicol, from Naga, and he watches WWE. So, I can't say shit about that being probinsya. So, I am...
Knock on them, though.
Yeah, yeah. I am told that the reception wasn't warm.
Ah.
It was weird. Yun lang. Syempre, bali-balita sa akin. So, I don't know any of these at all. Firsthand. So, it was like a weird experience. Okay. It's a show. It's experience. It's ring time. So, kaya na lang. And I think they got paid then.
No, they got paid.
So, that was okay pa. But it was a slight red flag. Red flag, the fact that they were not treated like celebrities.
Well,
even minor celebrities.
To be fair, like how many people were booked for that show?
Quite a bit. Well, we weren't a lot then.
Okay.
So I guess quite a bit.
So parang half the roster? Mm.
I don't know. I don't remember. I don't know what the card was.
Okay.
The card is on Wikipedia, I think. It's not canon. It's a house. It's literally a house show for the constituents of Candelaria Quezon.
Okay. So... You felt jealous to do out of town, but you know, you read something.
Yeah. No, I heard. I heard something.
No, you read something.
What do you mean?
About yung Edge's book.
Oh, yeah. No, because that's where you get experience, yung out of town tours. Kasi that's literally the events that happen. If you're not a WWE wrestler, kasi, syempre, in the indies, I don't know if anyone knows this really, but in the indies, you can only get the bookings that are available. Like, there's not always a steady show. Not like here na it's once a month, diba?
Or like, kung paano sa wrestling industry ngayon na, bro, daming promotions,
exactly.
daming bookings. Mm. So,
those things were okay sana for, you know, just get in the ring and, you know, apply your craft.
But they had a boy back home. Mm. So,
yeah.
They finally got back home.
Yeah.
Well, any particular like reactions na parang that come out of your mind immediately? Like,
I forgot, but I know it wasn't really long until they were joking about the whole thing.
Because
it wasn't good.
Okay.
It was crazy. It was messy. So it didn't take long for them to, you know,
forget about this.
No, no, no. Tell all about it.
Kwentuhan kagad pag-uwi. Yeah. Okay.
So it wasn't as glamorous as the touring life would have.
Oh, of course, of course. Pero, I mean, come on, man. Sorry, pero political political event.
Yan. There was an attempt. I will say, like, oh, that's cool. Pwede palang execution na we bring wrestling to the masses.
But, you know, political.
Who are these guys? They're not even WWE level. I mean, like, we were literally in our second year of,
Yeah, exactly.
Second year of...
I mean, if MWF right now, tapos biglang...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Would have been okay.
Oh, yes, yes, that's right.
Kasi kakausapan tayo sa social media about it, right? So, it's fine. But this is your second year.
Mm.
Who the hell are these guys?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Tapos makita ko na rin yung makita nila yung pedigree ni Peter Person. Puto, pedigree. Gaya-gaya. Typical reactions. So, after that show, what was the next one?
Ayun, so that was Vendetta 2016.
Let's go.
February. The actual main show of that month.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was the match, the canon match with Joey Bax, the blow-off of our mini-feud.
Is it yung formula? Of yung match niya sa
IFAD. It was pretty much the same.
Pretty much the same. Okay.
We knew that the basic formula of a wrestling match, which I will not get into here.
Of course.
But we were taught how to do it properly, the basics of how to do it properly. We executed those basics. It was a short match. How long? Around 8 minutes, yeah.
Good enough.
Yeah. I said that was the usual, that was short for PWR standards.
Mm-hmm.
Back then,
because like,
we talked about this before, but we had no business doing long ass matches, you know.
So what happened in the match?
I don't have footage of it. When I tried to access the links, private na pala yung footage. So yeah, I don't know what happened, but I am pretty sure it was just, you know, similar to the match that we had sa I Academy. So okay. I enjoyed working with Joey Baxter saying, yeah, it was pretty basic. We stuck to what we knew. We didn't try to do anything fancy. I just debuted the ankle lock. And I won. That was my first canon win.
Okay.
As a professional.
So, since it was your first canon win, I mean, you usually, you know,
No.
What do you do to celebrate?
I celebrate. I just
like
celebrate.
What?
Well,
like,
no, you celebrate.
What do you do?
Well, no, you pose and you celebrate. What do you want me to do? You want me to take my pants off and jack off? What?
No, I meant post match, bro.
Well, like, you celebrate.
No, I. Oh, sorry, excuse me. Not post match. Post event.
Oh, post event. Well, no,
what did you do?
It's not
nothing.
We had drinks and had dinner. What do you want me? I don't know. I don't remember because that was a time when That was a time when we did shows in the evening, Saturday nights. And we would end pretty late. Kasi, yun nga.
Tapos pagod pa kayo.
Yeah, yeah. Siguro we just had dinner. We usually just have dinner. I mean, like, what do you want me to do? You want me to... I mean, I didn't win a championship. It's not a legitimate sporting event. I gave it my all, so that's how I won.
No, maybe you were just being sentimental. I don't know.
Well, it's a win. It's a book. It's a scripted win.
Okay. Scripted?
If I won a championship, that's when you should ask me.
Okay.
But I did not win a championship. But when I did win the championship, we just had drinks.
Yeah, we just had drinks.
We do every post show.
But backstage, what was the reaction ng mga tao? No, did they commend you for having a good match?
I don't remember. It wasn't mind blowing. You know, your usual, good stuff, good stuff. Nice match.
That was it?
Yeah, I mean, tawag dun.
Nakakala ko meron.
No. I will have a story of that in the next episode.
Akala ko kasi meron yung parang Triple H moment na parang...
There is a story about that. Now that you bring that up, that particular bit up, there is a story about that in the next episode.
So you've been losing for an entire year, and then you finally win. Congratulations to the man. Let's go.
That was nice because, you know, it's nice to actually... it's not the win itself on paper that's nice. It's mm-hmm. more of yung pop ng crowd when they see you actually won.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, of course.
No, I mean...
I was still pretty over.
Yeah, okay, there we go. And then, kasi, I don't know, maybe sakto na lang reactions ng crowd sa'yo.
I took my shirt off and they popped.
I mean, yeah. Good point. Fair point.
I don't know. No, no. I you know. I wanted to hear them pop because I won. That's the meaningful part to me. Kasi, syempre, you don't want to see, oh, he lost again. I'm sad.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to see them happy now. He won. Finally. My, the wrestler that I like won.
Did you do, like, anything with the crowd after
that? No, it's just one win. I just celebrated as usual.
Okay. As in, yung parang ganun-ganun lang. Okay. So now, you are done with that match. You are done with your first canon win.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Let's move forward. What's the next event?
March 2016.
And what is March 2016?
Oh, God.
Do we get into something a little bit, like, spicy?
Yes.
Let's go. Because I've been waiting. I've been out for 3 weeks in the US and I've been like thinking about what is this guy gonna throw at me for the next episodes. So you said something spicy. Let's go.
March 2016, we were booked in a different venue.
And where is this venue?
This was the Tanduay Covered Court in Mendiola, Manila for a show called PWR Live Manila Madness.
Okay.
So, if you're a local wrestling fan and you've been following PWR for the longest time, since the second year, if you know, you fucking know. But for those who do not...
Here we go.
I'll tell you the biggest... One of the biggest fiascos that you will ever hear about Philippine wrestling.
I am literally just rubbing hands. Let's... do this.
Okay, so the reason I brought up the Quezon show booked by a politician was because this was also in another politician booked show.
We are still in election season.
In the business of pleasing politicians.
Yeah, still election season.
And we were booked by who I believe is a concejal in Manila, the city of Manila. I guess... she was serving the constituents of Mendiola.
She?
I believe it was a she, yeah.
Okay.
And they offered the Tanduay Covered Court as a venue for free. And not only was it a free venue, but they offered to pay the entire company. So that means we were promised by Yusuf himself a payday. Except up until that point, I will... admit there we weren't getting paid. We were doing it all for free. We were risking our bodies for free.
Okay.
So that is fucked up and do not ever do that.
Always get paid.
Yeah, always get paid. Even now in MWF, everyone gets paid. It's not a lot, but people get paid. So at least you are being compensated somewhat for your sacrifice. So yeah. Yusuf was literally promising us that we were gonna get paid from this show. Okay. No matter what the attendance was, because I remember I had fears about the attendance because it wasn't going to be in our usual comfy spot sa iAcademy.
Yeah.
It was going to be in a basketball court in...
Just kusino-sino lang yun nandun, right?
It was in a basketball court in Manila, and I didn't think there was going to be parking. So that's going to affect... I don't know, diba? It's going to affect...
Good point. Is it a free show, though?
It was not a free show.
Oh, so people were paying to go in.
Yes, people were paying to go in.
Ooh, but no parking. Okay. Thinking about this, it is already a logistical nightmare.
Yeah. I have screenshots of conversations with Yusuf wherein I asked for pay for the show. Kasi, yun nga, he literally promised pay. So, that's a plot point.
Here we go.
That's a plot point. So, I was booked, first of all, I was booked on that show against Apocalypse.
Wait, quick question, quick turn back. So you said you were booked against Apocalypse. Kasi yung sa Candelaria, they had to choose. Was this the same thing, same situation where they had to choose?
Oh, no.
Entire?
No. Oh, yeah, that's a good question. There were no...
unbooked, guys.
Yeah. Yes, and you will find out why later. Everyone was booked.
Nice.
Because it wasn't a client now. Okay, pick and choose. They just wanted us to put the show on for people in the area.
How long did the show it was intended to run? How long was it?
Unusual, 3 hours.
3 hours, mm. Okay.
Mm.
Okay.
So I was booked against Apocalypse. Really good guy, really sweet guy. I don't keep in touch with him anymore, but he was one of my, not my good friends, but you know, homies.
He wasn't part of the fiasco.
No, he was not. He left PWR a while before the pandemic, mostly because of personal emergency reasons. But I think he had to work on home stuff first.
Yeah, family. Yeah, first. Yeah.
If I remember it correctly. Tapos, real side quest about Apocalypse. He's a sweet guy, pero he secretly got shit by the backstage, by people on the roster. Kasi,
why?
He was kind of, I don't know if he's going to listen to this, but I mean this in, I don't want to talk trash about him because he's such a good guy, but he was also a mark. He was a mark for Kane, which is why he was doing the whole mask monster thing.
Okay.
So
but he's huge.
He is not huge. Sir, he is not huge.
Really?
Nope. He billed himself as around 6'7" and 300 pounds. He was not any of those things.
So what was he?
He was a little closer to my size. He was a little taller than me, but he was not 6'7" and 300 pounds or 270 pounds, whatever it was. He was not a monster in any way. He just presented himself as a monster because of the mask and the...
I'm going to go indies on this like...
And the Abyss presentation.
It's like Andre Everett doing the Andre the Giant gimmick.
I don't want to laugh at him because hey, he's such a good dude. Pero yun nga,
but did he make it work though?
No, he did not.
Okay, there we go.
He did not. And
but, you know, what was the reaction? Because he was getting shit from everyone, but like, do they say it? Do they call him out on it?
No, they don't.
Why not?
And, well, first of all, the culture in PWR at the time was that you don't really, you know, with a few instances, you don't really start fights. Laluna if the guy isn't an asshole to you anyway. He's just really, you know, like that.
Like the Peter fight.
Yeah, diba? Exactly. So it was just a lot of behind the back trash talk.
What batch is he?
Batch one. He's an OG Philippine wrestling guy.
Okay.
So he was a batch one guy. So that meant he never got to be as good as the later batches and some of us veterans were. Because we had the benefit of getting better teachers, better trainers. And he also didn't train a lot. He kind of didn't get the level up. And this will be an important plot point in a much later episode.
Okay.
So, ang dami kong siniseed na plot points. Eh, na?
Sowing the seeds early. So, yep. When you get to the like juicy parts.
Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah. So, Apocalypse ended up becoming a referee instead. He stepped away from active competition.
Whoa.
He became a referee. PWR fans, you might be able to figure out which one he was.
Oh. Wait, when he did the Kane gimmick, naka long hair siya.
Naka mask, naka hoodie. Oh yeah, naka long hair. I believe he used the wig.
And then when he got out as a referee,
None of those things.
No. So, his unrecognizable.
His real form, actually, he looked more like Tanahashi. His real form.
No.
His face, not his body. He looked more like a Japanese guy.
Okay.
So, sana na lang like Japanese puro wrestler gimmick siya. Kasi that was closer to his actual face.
Okay.
But really, really good dude. And I miss him because he was such a sweet guy. You know, one of the guys that you would just hug backstage.
Is he like, you said that you weren't in contact with him. Kahit Facebook, like not even
friends. He stopped.
Using social media?
Yeah, parang he stopped using social media. I don't know. Well, let me check right now if we're still friends.
Really? Oh.
Baka, or kung activated pa siya.
This is
we're still friends.
Oh, Facebook check.
They're
still friends.
He does not post anymore. He just lets other people tag him.
Ah, so mukhang hindi na talaga siya gumagamit ng social media.
No.
Yeah, or he just uses it for chat, maybe.
I guess, because he's online on Messenger now.
Yeah, so seguro for chatting purposes. Yeah. But yeah, so he's a good dude.
Yeah, he's a great dude. I miss him a lot.
Okay. So now, your book in a match against him in Tanduay Covered Court in Mindrola. Yeah. Okay, so describe the match. What happened?
It was similar to the Joey Bax thing. It was low pressure because, you know, he was a character. He knew what he wanted to do. He wanted to be like Kane. So we worked like that, you know.
So, parang big man.
Yeah, big
man
monster versus, you know, skinny luchador.
Kahit na,
athletic luchador.
Kahit na parang magkasing height lang kayo.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. So it was easy then to work for me because basics. No, nothing too fancy. He wanted to do the big power moves. I wanted to do some stuff.
Okay.
And we made it work. Okay. The match itself was fine. So, okay. The thing about...
Who won?
I think he did because he was doing the monster thing.
Oh.
Let me check really quickly.
Now that you're telling me about, like, he wanted to do the Kane and the Abyss thing.
Oh, I beat him via countout. I forgot.
Oh. So you got your win. Another win.
Yeah.
Second. So, but still, I mean, hindsight, it's 2020. I wish he could have done, like, a Matanza Cueto thing. If you really wanted to.
I guess. Yeah.
Same. Anyway, so talk about the match or talk about the entire experience. What happened?
Okay, so we digress because we talked about the match, but we have to go back to the setting, the Tanduay Covered Court. So it was a basketball court. That was the promotion for it. It was a We knew it was a basketball court because we were told it was a basketball court.
Somehow spacious or no?
Yes, it was pretty spacious because barangay basketball court.
Oh, dude, come on, man. There are a lot of barangay basketball courts that are really shitty.
Spacious, yes. Shitty, also yes.
There we go. And apparently there are some basketball courts not as spacious like yung outside mo is the actual wall.
Yeah.
So you never know. So, okay, so it's spacious.
The Tanduay Covered Court is attached or right beside the local fire station.
Okay.
And on the day of that show, there was a recent fire in the area. So in the court, the fire station was housing fire victims, evacuees. So nasunugan sila, and they were sleeping at the court.
So paano yun?
So when we got there, we noticed that there were people in the court, they were living there. And
parang you're taking away their house for a day.
Yeah, but when we set up the ring, we didn't they were still inside.
Okay.
So we did our thing, we rehearsed, we set up the ring, we bumped, you know, practice all that stuff, set up all that stuff. Well, they were still inside.
Did they watch?
Yeah, they were I guess they were just busy watching curiously the boys and girls who
oh no, not the training part. Like, did they watch the show? Right?
We're getting ahead of ourselves.
Okay.
So about the fire evacuees, when it was almost time for the show, because we were setting up the audience seating, we had to force them out of the court. We had to displace the people who were already displaced. Kasi syempre, hindi sila paying audience. That was not a free show. It was a ticketed show.
Ugh.
So we displaced them. And they were forced to hang out outside. At least within the area lang. And then it gets worse. As showtime drew near, we noticed that there, other than like five people, there wasn't anyone like lining up. There weren't any crowds gathering outside the venue.
So five lang
to watch the show.
Are you just exaggerating the five lang? But literally five.
Well, you're getting ahead of me. So, as showtime drew closer, we realized that other than these five people who were part of the media, nobody was coming. None of our regulars were coming. Nobody was there. Maybe maybe out of the five people, three were media and then two were actual paying customers.
Okay.
And we had no choice but to run the show with a literally empty audience.
But the Thunderdome.
That was a Thunderdome before the Thunderdome. It was an unintentional Thunderdome.
Pero, I mean, just out of curiosity, bakit hindi nyo nalang pinapasok yung mga evacuees?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know why they didn't do that. When it was pretty clear that no one was coming.
I mean, yeah, kahit hindi nyo gets yung show, at least kahit...
They were already there. They were already watching through the fences what this little production was all about.
Kahit yung mga bata man lang nag-enjoy. Yeah. Right? So, oh.
People were expecting... The management was expecting that people would turn up late.
But no.
Nobody turned up. Other than the five guys who were there early. Nobody was there.
Okay.
They were literally seated in the first row. All five of them.
Oh, parang bumili sila ng parang lower box. Oh.
VIP.
Ringside, baby. Ringside. Let's go.
So we ran the whole show, lights, sounds, and all.
Oh,
smoke machines and all.
God.
to an empty crowd.
Thunderdome.
Until to this day, I don't know why people did not show up. Our guesses is that it was a covered court in the heart of Manila.
Yeah, walang parking.
Walang parking. People like the aircon of iAcademy.
Probably.
It was weird because not even our regulars were there, and it wasn't like we suddenly lost popularity. Because our next show mas normal yung attendance.
To be fair, may promotion, like social media.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Tapos wala pa rin po.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oof. Now, yeah, it was really surprising and it was a major failure.
Okay.
And that part, I'm not going to blame yung management namin. Because, remember, we promoted as usual. Nobody expected the Spanish Inquisition. And nobody expected the fact that nobody was coming at all.
Yeah.
You would expect like 10 to 20 people, but five.
Five.
Almost zero.
Jesus fucking Christ. In the dog show.
It was the second biggest debacle of that year.
Just you wait.
In PWR, in Philippine wrestling. Jesus fucking Christ. So, yeah, it wasn't management's fault. Also,
Is it part of politicos?
I don't know. I vaguely remember then that the politician client was going to draw a crowd kasi yun nga, it was for their constituents din eh.
Parang sana ginawa na lang free show.
No, we were expecting that yung hatak niya.
Oh, yun nga eh. Exactly.
I don't know. I don't understand.
Okay, so what happened?
Okay, so we did the show as planned kasi syempre we had to tell stories. It was our show of the month. It was our main show of the month. It was a canon show. It wasn't a non-canon live event. So that's what made it worse. Yes.
Canon na nga, pas wala nanood. Was it videotaped? Like,
oh, yes. Because I saw that there was linked to footage, but then those links are private.
Private.
Now,
okay, yeah. Okay. So what happened during the match? Kahit yung match muna.
Oh, the match went on as usual.
Oh, right. You said that.
Yeah. Okay. I enjoyed it because I talked about anxiety before wrestling in the first episode. The thing that makes me anxious really is the thought of the crowd watching and, you know, messing up in front of the crowd.
Waiting.
So because there is no crowd, there was less pressure on me. It was like wrestling in at Fit Plus because we would do practice matches to ourselves lang. And that's a super lowest pressure for me, even though it's my peers watching. And, you know, my peers are the ones who know best to criticize. But it's really the thought of the sheer enormity of the crowd that really makes me anxious.
Okay. So, event went smoothly somehow. I mean, logistics side, ticket part.
Yep.
So what happened after the event?
Because walang pumunta.
Yeah.
We did this roster-wide impromptu battle Royal Rumble. As in literal Royal Rumble style siya, you know. We had timed interval entrances. And even Stan was booked in it. It was, everything was just done on the fly for fun. Kasi nga, we were already fucked up. We were fucked and screwed, so we might as well have fun, diba?
Okay.
So everyone was just wrestling wildly in the ring, calling their own spots, getting their shit in. Parang practice siya. And then, I don't know how we managed to do it, but Stan ended up winning the thing. For the benefit of, it was a reward. It was a reward for the five people who went.
Did they have fun?
Oh least? Yeah, it was fun.
Okay, but question dun sa ano, since yun ya, it was a canon event, but no one watched. Did anyone think na parang we should just reuse that format and then do it for Vendetta?
That's a good question. I never thought of that. I don't know. Kasi syempre, there were plans. No, there were plans na eh. Diba?
Ah, nga pala.
There were plans
na. Right.
There were creative plans in motion. So you can't redo it because nobody was there.
Yeah. Ang hirap. Parang thinking about it. Eh, pwede ka pa mag-book ng isa pang event? No. So, yeah, you can't. No.
So, okay. So
it was a wasted day, basically.
It wasn't. Well, it was a wasted day
on the organizing side, yeah. Not for you guys.
Well, it wasn't a waste financially because I don't know. Okay. I don't know how much we spent on that and if it ever was reimbursed.
Okay. But
that was the debacle that started the downfall of that particular management, Nina Yusuf.
So what's there was, you said na parang baka may theory ka kung bakit hindi siya.
No, yun nga, that's what I mentioned. Yung, was it because there was no parking? Was it because it was in the middle of
nowhere?
Hindi naman nowhere, but you know, the not so glamorous side of Manila.
Okay.
Diba?
Sayang. Kasi yun nga, you said may politiko eh, dapat man lang like dinala.
Yeah, yung, yeah.
Okay. So part one. Of nung big debacle.
Okay.
So, overall, grading this entire experience, how
it was
you...
an F. Fucking F.
Fucking
F. Oh, well, okay, fine. A D, because I had fun working a low-pressure match.
Were you part of the Royal Rumble?
Yes, everyone was part of it.
Oh, everyone.
Everyone did it. Because, you know, might as well, diba? Have fun.
Okay. How were you eliminated?
I don't remember.
Just jump
off. I don't remember anymore.
You remember who eliminated you?
I don't remember anything.
Oh,
I just remember the Stan won because he won. We made the joke that he should just win because it's for nothing. he's a general. He won by ordering someone to eliminate himself as a general manager.
Any memories of like the number you chose?
No, wala na.
Okay. Just.
Yeah. That wasn't what you remember from that show. Kasi the thing you remember from that show is the fact that no one came and the fact that management screwed us over. So,
how did management screw you guys over? Yun yung hindi mo pa na-discuss.
What? So, yun nga. I mentioned that this was the first or the second debacle that kind of started the downfall na rin. Was kind of leading up to the downfall of the classical Brian Leo administration.
Mm-hmm.
Because the clients screwed PWR over.
Oh.
Everyone kind of felt bad. One, with the client, pero siyempre, also with the management for allowing something like this to happen.
Right.
Kasi they were the ones negotiating the deal. We were just following orders. We were just following instructions. So, ito yung booking namin. Ito yung...
Parang...
Yeah.
You were just doing your job.
Yeah. So between the Quezon thing, this event, and then eventually Batanes...
Future episode.
We knew that they weren't doing shit properly. They weren't doing shit right. And yun nga, as I was saying earlier... Yusuf promised payment for this, no matter what the attendance was. Because he knew, he understood that the clients were paying him.
Yeah.
And when it came time, and he didn't pay us.
Oof.
The screenshots I was referring to earlier were screenshots of me asking him for our money.
And voila.
Voila.
He respond?
Yes, he would respond. He would say, oh, it's coming. It's coming pa. Just don't worry, brother. It's coming pa. So, I have the screenshot. Let me open the screenshots.
Okay.
I kept them because we had a case.
A legitimate case?
Yeah.
Court case?
No. When shit hit the fan, I asked, hey, Yusuf, I normally hate asking this, but do you think I could get some of my pay from the event tomorrow? He says, of course, smiley face.
It's all good, bro. Don't worry, bro. I'll try to give you your pay for tomorrow's show tomorrow. Or at least pay from the last two iAcademy.
Oh, we were getting paid for iAcademy. I didn't know that. We were supposed to get paid for iAcademy.
So you didn't get money from that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So we didn't get money from a lot of things. Ang alam ko lang is we started getting paid during JDL's administration.
Ah, finally.
Yeah. So,
God.
He didn't get paid, so we didn't get paid. And that's where things started, you know?
At this point, okay pa rin kayo?
Yeah, okay. It wasn't that bad during this event kasi we were more focused, we were more hung up on the fact that no one came. But, syempre, we knew that we were screwed over by the client.
Okay.
So, yeah. We didn't get paid. Nobody came. And it was one of the worst things to happen to us as a wrestling company.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he would make a lot of promises about not paying us. So that's where the shady promoter part comes in. And if you hear us ever or see us making estafa jokes about Classic O'Brien Leo, about Yusuf, this is why. Because he wouldn't pay us, even though he promised we would get paid. I mean, if you hear people making thief jokes, it's because we thought that they were embezzling the money.
Has it happened until now?
What do you mean? The thief jokes? Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. I make those jokes on commentary.
There we go.
Yeah. So, yun.
Small jabs. Small jabs.
That was the second biggest debacle of 2016. So, yun. That was...
Do I get to hear about the first debacle? The biggest debacle?
Yes, in the next episode.
Oh, it's in the next episode. Oh. So you have
next couple of episodes for that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Medyo malaki yung coverage.
No. Yeah, yeah. There are some things that happened before the biggest debacle.
Oh, okay. In your wrestling career in general?
In Philippine wrestling history.
In general, okay.
Mm.
So you, viewer, you literally have to like, you gotta watch. You gotta listen. Yun, come on.
If you are hearing about Manila Madness for the first time, yes, it happened. I was there. We literally performed to an empty crowd, to an empty gym with displaced fire evacuees watching outside that we should have let in.
Yun nga,
looking back. Kasi yun nga, I think they were still waiting for people to come in.
Pus wala naman
po.
And then sana man lang like kahit like half the show, parang.
Yeah, diba? Exactly. They were already there. They were watching through the chain link fence.
Yeah, like, nandito na kayo. Sige na lang.
Para to give the illusion that there was a crowd, diba? Like, Jesus fucking Christ.
At least, like, pwede nyo rin ano sa commentary na parang, okay, people filing in. Like,
we didn't have commentary back then.
Oh, that back then? Okay.
Kasi we weren't doing video releases talaga back then.
But you recorded.
We did have commentary about that. Yeah, sorry. But not every show.
How come?
We didn't have consistent video releases. We would try to get into some deals at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we just did not.
Okay. So, yeah.
Mm.
We're about to get into...
Actually, I might have missed a story about that.
How come? What part?
I don't remember because when it happened. But since we're nearing the end of Yusuf's administration, I know I missed it. So I will look back and catch up with you guys.
Is it something that we can expect on the next
episode?
Yeah,
no? for sure. I literally just remembered it now. Because it's kind of a big deal. The first time we tried to, you know, land what we thought was a big deal. Network deal.
Yeah, you said GMA a while ago.
No. Yes, GMA, but not that.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't any big thing that you know of. It was a small operation that Yusuf really, really believed in because he was suckered.
Maybe that's how we start the next episode.
Mm.
The next time we record, we're going to get into that story of what Ro missed, and then we go back track.
Yep.
On your career. So
that's right.
Yeah. That was a great episode. We covered four events. Jesus Christ. Huge debacle.
Yep.
Of events.
2016 was a fucking insane year for Philippine wrestling. 2016 was also almost the year the young scene died.
Almost died.
Yeah. That's it for episode 8 of Unmasked. ABL, tell the people where they can find you.
Oh, they can find me at ABL Anselmo on Twitter and on Instagram. So I'm also posting wrestling now on Instagram because of Ro. But also, if you want to talk wrestling, that's on Twitter. So I am not yet on Threads, surprisingly. Just the action is on Twitter. So how about you, Ro?
At chang.daddy for Instagram, TikTok, and Threads. At Rosevar for Twitter. And syempre, watch our work on Gank, manilawrestling.com. It's like $10 a month. I encourage you to watch it because that's where you hear our work on commentary. Like, it's a finished product. Because if you're there for the taping, you are watching things
raw.
With holes.
Yeah.
With raw and with holes. So there are things that happen. Okay. How did you get there?
Yeah, exactly.
You get spoiled, but you don't know how they got there.
Mm-hmm.
So the complete experience is through Gank or through RJ, Rock of Manila TV, where Action Novella is by now already premiered.
Let's go. We're on TV, baby.
Yeah, we are on TV.
Finally.
Sky Cable, Channel 229. How about?
Yeah, you said 229. Yeah, you said 229.
Sure. I don't trust my memory. At all. So by the time you hear this particular episode, episode 8, we are already on air.
And I'm proud of you guys.
Thank you.
Finally, you know, I was having conversations with my friends and my brother about it. Like, parang, what if they came back to RJTV?
Well, I am back on TV. Stan and I are back on TV.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. This is their second gig. Congratulations to the MWF group, you know. Finally on TV. Long time. Since the 80s?
Yeah.
Long time.
Yep. All right.
Come on. So we just recorded like...
Yeah.
Because they already know the magic. It's two episodes straight.
We got to get out of here.
He hasn't eaten.
Yeah, I haven't eaten. Sabi ko just a tip lang eh. Anyway.
Full in.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for listening. We'll catch you next week. Next episode. Yeah, next week.
Yeah.
And then next episode, we'll get into one of my biggest feuds, the start of one of my biggest feuds in my career. I think the feud that kind of made me, made me a made man. So if you were a fan at the time, I think you know what I'm talking about. And it was one of the hottest feuds
in Philippines
at the time.
Yeah.
I think I can say that. Kasi,
in the midst of the
turmoil and chaos.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
That's right.
All right. Shame.
All right. This has been Ro Moran and ABL Anselmo for Unmasked, the Chronicles of Ro Moran and Sandata. Please stay safe, be well, be nice, do good. All right. Peace.
We're out of time.